USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following a marathon session that lasted more than 27 hours, the Senate has passed a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package along party lines. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
The measure provides $1,400 stimulus checks to individuals earning less than $75,000 a year. It extends enhanced unemployment benefits through early September. Unlike the House-passed version, there's no increase to the minimum wage. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. Next week, House Democrats will be taking up the revised legislation. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.